genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday here, 10 o'clock on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to announce the results of this week's poll. Remember, up at my website, brainstormingonline.com, and I asked a very simple question. Do you think that 2012 will be better than 2011? And thank you to all the people who voted. Here are the results. 91% of those people taking the poll said that 2012 will be a better year than 2011. And I think that that's very optimistic. Obviously, that's indicative of the types of listeners, the upbeat listeners that I have here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. There'll be a new poll that goes up tomorrow. I'll announce it on the air, and we'll announce the results next week as well. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is grassroots movements exerting influence. Each of my guests will explain how an ordinary grassroots event can exert great influence. My first guest is a creator of a grassroots storytelling project that's hailed as a cultural phenomenon by Newsweek magazine. We'll discuss the stage and television productions of his project, The Mortified Sessions. My second guest started as a grassroots entrepreneur and realized that people and processes help to differentiate one retailer from another. We'll discuss how customer service, which is a very grassroots activity, can propel any business from his book titled Reinventing the Wheel. My third guest is a correspondent for The Economist, which I think is the world's greatest magazine. We'll learn the factors of success and failure from one of history's most grassroots leaders who conquered an empire, and we'll do all of this from his book titled Hannibal and Me. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. David Nadelberg is the creator of The Mortified, a grassroots storytelling project where adults share strange and embarrassing mementos of their past, from prom photos to forlorn diaries to early song lyrics. Hailed as a cultural phenomenon by Newsweek, Mortified produces stage shows in 10 cities, a book series, web shorts, and other media. David is currently producing a concert film and has appeared on numerous radio and television series, including The Today Show, All Things Considered, and Talk of the Nation. In 2009, Hebe magazine ranked him one of their annual Hebe 100. Raised in Michigan, David currently lives in Los Angeles, where he's on the constant search for a good tomato soup. Joining us from L.A., hi, David. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'd forgotten what was in that bio.
Well, there you go. Just a simple recap of your life so far. So thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. What I found fascinating and really what endeared you to me was how this whole thing got started. It's a fascinating story. You stumbled upon an old unsent love letter back in the 1990s, and that inspired you to create this multi-city stage production where people revealed their personal mementos and things that make them cringe, stories that make them cringe, as a means of finding some sort of catharsis. So how did you know that this topic would be appealing to a wide audience?
The simple answer to that is that I didn't have a clue. and that's I think it's great because that you're talking about, you know, grassroots stuff on your show today, because it's really something that kind of had this natural evolution. And, you know, I'd found this old love letter and I thought it was ridiculous. And I decided, you know, I'm not an actor, but I'm not a performer, but, you know, everyone has that little bug where they're like, they're curious. They're curious of what that, and I wanted to read that in front of an audience because I'd been reading it to friends and they thought it was hilarious. And I thought, well, what if I invited other people to read their own childhood writings to people as well? So I booked a theater and tried it out, and it was just supposed to be this one night thing here in Los Angeles. And next thing I know, people were saying, "Well, when's the next one?" And that just kept happening. And soon I wound up having a series of stage shows here, and then people were like, "Well, I want to do one in New York." And then I figured out a system where I would open up in New York, and then we're in San Francisco, and so we have chapters all across the country. We don't tour; we don't have the money to tour even. We have these local chapters, and then that led to books, and now this Sundance Channel television show.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more in a minute, David. But with the benefit of retrospect, looking back on this now, why do you think it resonates so much with people?
I think I missed that part. It connects with people because it you know, Mortified hits something that everybody can relate to. Everybody was 15 once. Everybody was an idiot once upon a time, and awkward and a misfit, and in many ways we probably still are, but we have deep appreciation for the kid that we used to be, and sympathy, and we kind of root for that kid. And I think when you hear other people's old diaries and lyrics and poetry as one would hear in a Mortified project, you start connecting it to your own life, and you quickly realize that even though you might not have the experience that somebody else had, you know, in their diaries, there's some underlying kernel of who they are that you are connecting with, and I think that's the secret to Mortified's success.
Well, without a doubt, we all share that common bond. My guest is David Nadelberg. We're talking about his series, The Mortified Sessions. So I find it interesting that this thing started out as a grassroots movement, as we said, and people actually stepped up and wanted to share their mortifying moments with you. How did you, you know, as this thing grew, did you ever have to convince people to do this, or did they just come out of the woodwork volunteering to do this based on seeing you do it yourself?
This is for a project that is about a low-tech thing, which is, you know, our project celebrates the era of diaries and handwritten poetry and, you know, old 8mm films and VHS tapes. It's actually a project that is fueled and driven completely by modern technology. I sent out an email saying, "Hey, did anybody save any embarrassing crap from when they were a kid? And do you want to share it with total strangers?" And that email just kept getting forwarded. And you know, that's something that the biggest tool that we've had for the success of Mortified has really been modern technology and, you know, the ability to edit promotional videos in our computer and create web pages and Facebook and all of that has been really instrumental to growing Mortified as you know, and you're right, it's not just a project or a brand, it's a movement.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think a very keen insight that you had, that you're celebrating low-tech media, things like diaries and letters, in a very high-tech way. I made a note of that as well. My guest is David Nadelberg. So, David, what did discovering this unsent love letter from the 90s really teach you about yourself?
Oh, that's a great question. too much. well, and that's actually kind of the point of the project, is that there's a lot you can learn about who you've become by studying somebody's childhood artifacts. So in my case, you know, I had written this letter to this girl. I'd never sent it to her. And the letter, you know, it really tries to market itself to this girl. Like, it's almost like a cover letter or an advertisement. And I try to be funny, and I try to be flirty, and I try to be a whole bunch of things to her, and sappy, and it sort of fails on every level. And my takeaway in terms of, like, how I relate to that today is that you know, I grew up to be someone who, who markets. You know, that's what I'm doing as a producer of this project.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's this entrepreneurial spirit in this letter, and it's not well done. And, you know, that it's not, I'm not being a great marketer in that, but I'm really trying hard to sell her on the brand that is David, 15-year-old David, and I'm failing. But that enthusiasm, I think, is still there.
You got to love youthful enthusiasm. My guest is David Nadelberg. So, David, the exciting part is that the Sundance Channel is adapting the Mortified Sessions for TV. So, first of all, congratulations to you on that. It must be very, very gratifying. I mean, the premise here is, though, that you can do in a show where even celebrities are going to come up and reveal their most embarrassing moments. So how did you get celebrities to open up to you and to reveal their darkest moments?
I don't know if they're the darkest moments, but they are, you know, they're... So basically we reached out to people, and I think this is a world of TMZ and all this, you know, trashy kind of reality show stuff where celebrities don't really want to be mired in the muck, and they don't want to be in things that are, I don't know, so tacky or whatever. And they also are, I think, often tired of participating in interviews where they're doing the standard publicity mill run of, you know, tell me if George Clooney really played pranks on the set. And then they say, oh, yes, he's such a prankster. Like, they get a little tired of that, I would imagine.
Sure.
And for those who are, I think this show became appealing. So we reached out to people like Bryan Cranston of Breaking Bad, Ed Helms of The Office, Monique, Jennifer Grey, Eric Stonestreet from Modern Family. We reached out to a whole bunch of people who sparked to it and really, saw some value in sharing some of their childhood artifacts with us on the TV show. And I should say that, you know, the stage shows that we do are performance monologues. Those are called Mortified.
Right.
And then the book series that we do, they're also kind of like printed versions of monologues culled directly from excerpts of people's actual childhood journals. And then the TV show actually is called The Mortified Sessions, and that takes on more of an interview format. So it's kind of neat because it's sort of a companion piece for the project. And somehow in the mix, I became an on-air presence.
Celebrity personality. Yeah.
So that's sort of a new adventure for me.
Oh, that is great. I mean, what's you right up there in the pantheons of stars like George Nuri and others. So that my guest is David Nadelberg. David, I've got to ask you, because we are all starstruck here in Ventura and Santa Barbara County, but you did get some really fun people there. You mentioned Ed Helms, Bryan Cranston, Eric Stonestreet, et cetera, et cetera. Some that you didn't mention, very funny woman, Margaret Cho, Jennifer Grey, you did mention, and Megan Mullally.
Molly,
yeah. Talk to me about some of these people. I would love to know, for example, what Ed Helms brought to the show as his mortifying moment.
Well, Ed Helms is a Valentine's card that he wrote as a kid, and he was really angry about girls. I think girls didn't give him the time of day, so he wrote sort of an anti-Valentine's letter that he reads on the show. And again, he wrote it when he was, you know, 11 or 12. Bryan Cranston, it's interesting because on Breaking Bad, he plays someone who's a chemistry teacher who is, also deals meth. And the thing he brought out of his shoebox, not a photograph and not a written artifact, but actually, an ashtray that he had made as a kid out of clay in school. And I just thought that was interesting in terms of, like, you know, he plays someone who hawks vices on illegal vices on TV today, and it's just sort of unusual that he's making an ashtray back then. And it led to a conversation about how, you know, that was an era when in the 70s when our attitudes towards drinking and smoking and obviously drugs was a little more pervasive and liberal, for good or for bad.
Certainly, that is true. My guest is David Nadelberg. So, David, you also interviewed singer Alanis Morissette. What did she bring?
How the project, this particular TV series, kind of started with Alanis, where
really
we had done a web. We had done this really as a web project as part of on GetMortified.com. We have a web show that we occasionally do, and we had tried out this interview format there first, and she was nice enough to agree to do it. And then Sundance Channel saw it and said, "This is great, and we'd love to we'd like to do more of these types of, you know, Mortified session interviews for television." And we were like, "Well, okay."
You were very amenable to that. That is good.
Yeah, it was very shockingly.
Well, here's the payoff question, though, for you, David. I mean, does it take more or less confidence to open up and sort of expose these childhood mementos, as you were? Are people who share these mementos, these stories with you, are they at peace with their past, do you think?
Yes and no. I mean, in the show, you know, you really see people with... I mean, I guess yes, and that they're at peace because they're okay with sharing this stuff on television. But we all have really intense connections to the kid we used to be. And when you put a photograph of your former self really in your hand and you're face to face with as close as one can be, you know, the kid is no longer there. But when you're face to face with your former life and you know how it's turned out and you know that there's been great achievements, as in the case of all the people on my show, but also really some hard times laid ahead. Emotions come up. And so, for instance, on Monday we have a really, really emotional and moving and funny and weird interview. I'm just really proud of it with Ricky Schroeder.
Really?
You know, from yeah. Camp and Silver Spoons and NYPD Blue. And, you know, he's someone who's really connected to his past. And, you know, he actually walks off camera twice because he gets just really caught up in the moment, and he's actually one of the most it's one of the most startling interviews we have, and he's just refreshingly honest and human, and he's just a fascinating person, and I didn't know much about him before sitting down with him, but yeah, him and Leah Thompson, you know, from Back to the Future, she has quite a bit of an emotional moment, and even Eric Stone Street from Modern Family. There are moments where if you watch the episode we did with him, which I believe aired like a week or so ago, but it's rerunning on Sundance Channel quite a bit, Eric, you know, really gets emotional when he's kind of looking at some of his old material. And largely the show is funny, but then sometimes it takes this turn.
A poignant turn for the better, I guess.
Yeah,
my guest is David Nadelberg. He is the creator of The Mortified Sessions, which is stage play, a website, a television show, book series, everything else. David, if people are intrigued by what they hear, and they're particularly intrigued about the Ricky Schroeder interview coming up on Monday, where would you direct them to go to learn more about you, to learn more about the show?
Well, the best thing for them to do is they can go watch The Mortified Sessions on Sundance Channel, and they can find out about that on SundanceChannel.com. I think there's even a tool there that helps you figure out, you put in your zip code and it tells you where Sundance Channel is on your cable system.
Cool.
But you can also go to GetMortified.com for information about Mortified, and we're on Twitter as at Mortified.
That is great. David, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much.